sex matters, period.
What?
Really?
What?
I'm Judy.
I'm Patricia.
And this is the Sex Matters Podcast. Patricia, a sexual authenticity coach and a Jersey girl turned Minnesotan, and I, Judy, a health educator, advocate, and podcaster, a lifelong Minnesota girl, get together and talk about sex. Hey guys, it is Judy, and it is another solo show. We're going to do a little quickie before the holidays. Christmas is coming! So if you're listening to this and it's before Christmas, you don't have much time. So I'm going to toss some ideas out there to jog your memory and get you thinking about maybe some Christmas gifts, maybe some ways to spice up your holiday, whether that's romance, whether that's sex, whether that's physical intimacy, whether that's emotional intimacy. Some of the ideas, of course, that come to mind for people are things like massage oil and getting a good massage oil. So if you're going to do the massage oil thing, if you think that's a great idea, get a good one. So what does that mean? Well, unfortunately, that kind of means depends on what the person likes. But if you're the one giving the massage, think about what you might like. You might think of if you're doing a scented thing, something that they like. And remember that some of these products that have scents and stuff in them really are not good for us. So they have toxins in them that are endocrine disruptors and things like that. So you might steer clear from that, and you might actually go to a place that sells really good massage oil. Do you have a massage school nearby? They can maybe give you a sample. And again, I know you don't have much time, but there is Valentine's Day coming up too. So, you know, this can serve for that as well. Go to the school and ask them what they have. So I know when I was doing massage, you know, I preferred, there was a kind of a gel, which was a combination between lotion and oil that I really liked. It lasted longer, you know, on the skin, it was healthy. Things like that. Didn't really have a scent. You could add an essential oil to something like that if you choose to, if you know about essential oil and you know what's safe for the skin, or create a scent in the room by having a diffuser on for a few minutes, those kinds of things. But getting a good quality non-scented oil, it can be really basic. You're not taking any chances with fragrances or anything. And it can just be a really nice experience for both of you. Ask somebody who does massage what they use and get something like that. Some of the cheap oils don't last very long. They don't feel great, or they really make your skin oily. Or again, they have phthalates in them and various other things, not great. So you might just invest in something really nice and plain, but really good quality. That was supposed to be a really quick message and it turned into a really long one. Of course, there are things like the coupon books, which some people think are silly and not comfortable with, and some people think are really cool. And if you do, be creative about it. There's some interesting help on the web that has ideas for things you could put in there, or things you can buy as well that you can utilize to print out if you need some idea generation. And of course, there's always getting your partner some sort of lingerie or something that they like or something that you like. Of course, when we're giving a gift in general, but if you're giving a gift of lingerie, you want to pick out something that person would like, you know, that they're going to potentially feel really good in, that kind of thing. I also want you to consider if there is something that you really like and you can present it well and carefully, maybe that is in a card, maybe that is verbally, that it is something that trips your trigger, that might be something fun for them to wear if that's what they know is going on, right? If they know that it's exciting to you, thus they put it on and they know they are drawing your attention, that levels it up a bit. So again, it might take some presentation, and especially if it's something that isn't their favorite thing, you might have to really preload that a little bit so that they open it up with excitement and positivity rather than sort of the, oh, really? They got me plaid lingerie? They know how much I hate plaid. but if you could preface it with saying, I got this because it really excites me and I'd love to see you in it or whatever. You can do a better job than that. But that kind of concept. Also, if you have somebody on your gift list who you are purchasing a gift for and they have a partner, perhaps, and again, I would recommend that this is somebody close to you, somebody that you know is fun and playful and would appreciate this, get lingerie for them that is for their partner. I actually did this with a relative once and gave it to the husband for his wife to wear. And he thought it was pretty darn awesome. And I had a really fun time shopping for it. So it definitely takes a certain amount of closeness or a knowing of that person. Probably not the best thing to do for a work gift. But, you know, if you really know that person. Anyway, that can be fun and creative as well. It worked out well for me and it let them know that I put some thought into their gift, and I did to try to make sure that I was getting something that everybody would appreciate as best as I could with this particular family member. But it was fun. I had a good time with it. They appreciated it. Not for everybody. You could also plan an evening. So again, this depends on your relationship. It depends on if this is something that you do and this is different or something that your partner would like. But to really put some thoughtful time and effort into planning an evening, whether that's during the holiday season, whether that's farther out, but really taking into account something that they would like, a place that they would like, or, you know, something new, but something that you know, would draw that person in, that lets them know again that you have thought of what they love or what they're interested in. You could also head to your local sex shop. You're probably a little late for online purchases. However, again, Valentine's Day is coming. So there are games that you could get. If you go to actual sex toy shops, you can usually look at some of the games. So you can like see, for instance, there is a sexy truth or dare or kinky truth or dare. And it's a very tiny little package of things that you pull out with questions and things on them. You can actually go to the store and take a look at that so you can see if it's something that you feel comfortable with or that they would feel comfortable with. It's also kind of a bummer if you've read through everything because then it takes away some of the surprises. So again, know your relationship. But if you're entering into some new territory or bringing somebody along with you or trying to advance your relationship or advance your connection, then maybe going and taking a look at it, not such a bad thing. But then you kind of know what you're getting into. If you're not at a place that you could just dive in or you're not that type of person, and it gives you an opportunity to see if it's something that you might enjoy. Speaking of sex toys, you could also get your partner a sex toy. And here is my advice along with that. People sometimes want to be really nice and cool and get, say, a toy for their partner. Not necessarily a bad thing. However, sometimes presenting that person with, I want to get you this and let's go together, or you go and get something that excites and interests you. Reason being is that way the partner can get something that they're interested in. And especially again, if this is something that you're maybe not super comfortable with, or you're kind of entering in new territory, they are getting something that excites them. And if you are the type of person that them being excited excites you, boom, you've completed the circle. Whilst I was perusing the internet, I found this thing that I've never seen before, which is just kind of cute and sweet. And again, could be very fitting. They're called long distance touch lamps. And they are connected by Wi-Fi. They're little tiny lamps. And so if you are in one place and your partner is in another and you touch the lamp and the lamp then goes on where you are and where they are, and it lets your partner know that you're thinking of them. And I shouldn't say tiny. They're small. They're not super tiny. There could be a lot of things that this could work for. It could be exactly that. The I'm thinking of you. It could be a precursor and warm up to a sexy text message. It could also be for some people who are trying to give signals to each other and verbally is hard. There could be sort of the, if I touch the lamp and you're downstairs and the lamp is on, game on. If it's not, I'm not interested in sex that night. So you could utilize it for things like that. Make it fun, make it playful, open the doors to communication or connection or trying to find ways to communicate with each other. So I think there's a lot of things that you could do with that. I've never seen that before. I thought that was kind of fun and flirty. And I didn't know this was a thing, but there is an intimacy advent calendar that costs you somewhere between 10 and 20 bucks, depending on which version you get. And I'll put the website up on the notes, and they actually have a card description for each set. But there is a romantic set, a sexy set, and a black label set. And you get all of them as you build. So you can buy the romantic set by itself. You get the romantic set with the sexy set, and then the black label set is a little more intense and adventurous, and basically, from what they say, the description includes things like bondage, hair pulling, anal play, power exchange, and other edgy topics. So, very interesting take on the advent calendar. I never did the advent calendar thing growing up, so it's not something that I have any ties to, but I know for some people they do, and this is an interesting way to keep that going. And I know this is old school, but I don't care. Mixed tapes. Remember mixed tapes? What about like mixed CDs? You can still like get CDs, I think, can't you? And if you don't, I bet you still have some roaming around in your house somewhere. Or somebody does. Mixed playlists. Not the same. I don't know. How do people like do that now? Like, how do people share that? You know, do you just like, here's the Spotify list I made for you. It's nice. It's not the same as getting a CD like that somebody like made and typed all the stuff out for you. Anyway, I still think that those are wonderful things. So never underestimate the power of pulling that together, because that again, it's a wonderfully thoughtful gift, right? Like, you had to put thought into every song that you chose in one way or another. So, super awesome gift, in my opinion. And I think we'll close with that. So, that gives you some ideas, whatever holiday you're celebrating or when you're celebrating whatever holidays you're celebrating. I hope it sparked some good ideas, and I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. Safe travels if you're going somewhere, and may you be able to keep the stress low enough to keep your relationship fresh and alive. It's a stressful time for everyone, so if you can take some time to spend connected to each other, away from the hustle and bustle, and put some focus on you and your connection, whatever that means for you and your relationships. Check out the rest of the podcasts at sexmatterspodcast.com. You can certainly check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments. We'd love to hear your gift ideas. Throw some of your ideas. What are you doing to make this holiday season special? Maybe you wait until after you have given the gifts if you're going to actually post ideas so that you don't spoil anything. But we would love to have your suggestions and things that you have done or gifts that you have given. You can, of course, join the email list on the website. And if you're feeling of the giving spirit and want to become a part of the Patreon community with supporting Sex Matters and the podcast, that would be wonderful. And we would be extremely grateful. So please consider that in your moments of giving this holiday season. Find Patricia at thepowerexchange.co is her website. And of course, you can find her on Facebook at The Power Exchange as well. I invite you to check out my weekly podcast at wellnessrenpodcast.com. That's wellness, R-E-N, podcast.com. You can find it on iTunes as well. Take a look around. see if something excites you. See if there's some topics that trip your trigger. Patricia was a guest on my podcast, as well as Emmeline Nagoski, who wrote Come As You Are and many other great books and some wonderful TED Talks. Just in case you need some enticing to come over that direction and visit my podcast. You can also find Wellness Renaissance on Facebook as well. From Patricia and I, happy holidays.